Earlier this week, the Springdale Police Department began a period of warrant amnesty. People with outstanding warrants have the chance to turn themselves in and be released with a court date without having to post a bond. This period of amnesty will last through February 27th. Yesterday, I called Lieutenant Derek Hudson with the Springdale Police Department to learn more.
Warrant Amnesty Week is something that, yes, we have done for a while. I don't know exactly how many years we have done it in the past, but we did it last year and then are going to try it again this week. And the big reason is I don't think people realize the backlog of warrants that police departments have. You know, we don't have the manpower to go out and attempt to serve each individual warrant that's issued from our district court. So sometimes larger police departments, especially sheriff's offices, get a backlog of hundreds, sometimes thousands of warrants that haven't been served, many of which that are many, many years old. So what we do is we offer a warrant amnesty week, and that allows people to come in, turn themselves in on their warrants, get a court date, and quickly work out some type of an agreement with our prosecuting attorney, their attorneys, and the judge to get it resolved. And it allows us to clear out dozens and dozens of warrants in a real quick amount of time.
Has it been fairly successful in the past? Do you know about how many people participated perhaps last year?
Last year we only did it for a week, and we were able to serve 50 warrants. And that's not overly impressive. We obviously want to serve a lot more than that. But when you really think about it, we've got a warrants officer that basically sits up here at the desk, and he's able to make some phone calls, put out a press release, and you know, you got 50 people in a period of a week coming to turn themselves in. That's still pretty impressive, and we feel like we can do better than that this time around. So it's been successful. It's just sometimes difficult to get the word out and let people know what it's all about. And people also need to understand that it doesn't dismiss any charges. All we're doing is giving someone the ability to turn themselves in and be released with a court date without having to post a bond or the fear of being put in jail all weekend.
Who all is eligible to participate? Because there are warrants for different types of crimes.
Absolutely. The only ones that we're doing this for is obviously Springdale warrants. We only issue misdemeanor warrants. Felony warrants are issued out of Washington County, so this applies to Springdale misdemeanor warrants and nonviolent warrants. So it does not apply to, obviously, any kind of assault or battery. We're talking about theft or hot checks, things like that, nonviolent crimes.
Is it possible that someone may not know that they have a warrant for their arrest? Is there a way for them to check?
Absolutely. They can do two things. They can go to our website. We have a list of warrants. We have, if you go to springdaleAR.gov/police, there is a warrants tab that you can check there. And you can also call our police department, or you can contact our warrants division, and they can tell you.
And when people turn themselves in, they should also bring some food with them, I understand?
Yeah, that's something we haven't done before. The prosecutor's office, the court, and then our warrants division got together when they were going to do it again. They came up with an idea, which is instead of just releasing people, you know, with no bond, how about we do a food drive? For most people, it's not overly difficult or expensive just to get a couple cans of non-perishable food items and bring that in, and basically we take that in lieu of bond. So we can do two things. One, we're able to clear a lot of warrants, a backlog, allow people to come in and more easily take care of any issues from their past, and we're also able to collect food and help less fortunate families in our community.
And the food items will be donated to where?
What we're going to do is donate them to a local food bank. I don't know that they've decided exactly where they're going to go, but it will be some local food bank here in Springdale that we'll donate that to.
Okay. Well, where does someone need to go to turn themselves in? Do they go to the police department?
Yep, just come in the front lobby of the Springdale Police Department downtown, 201 Spring Street. There'll be an officer at the front window. Just tell them what their name is and what they're here for, and they will contact the warrants officer who will come around, and it won't take that long. Obviously, they'll have to fill out some paperwork and get them released.
And if people have any questions about the program, who is the best person to contact? What's the best number to call?
Absolutely. If they'll contact the Springdale Police Department Warrants Division at area code 479-750-8568. And if they can't get a hold of anybody there, that just goes to an office. They can always contact our main police department number, 479-751-4542.
That was Lieutenant Derek Hudson with the Springdale Police Department. We spoke by phone yesterday. The department's Warrant Amnesty Week and Food Drive will last until February 27th. For more, you can visit springdaleAR.gov /police.